Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a Southern Open champion, right now leading the points, Pete Pons. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it, buddy. I tell you, it's a pleasure to be here. And just to you know, be on the radio is a good deal.
Well, you know, I guess the way you get on the radio is have success. And you're really right now dialed in. You know, you just had that big win, and it's got to be feeling pretty good coming home with $50,000 in your pocket.
Man, it sure is. I'm going to tell you, the congratulation of phone calls and all that, my phone's been ringing off the wall for the last 2 days, and it's just been really a blessing to have just to know that people support me that much, and I have that many, you know, followers out there, and it really is a good feeling. And I tell you, just to win that tournament, emotions came over me, and I just couldn't, I'm telling you, it was just an astronomical feeling.
Well, you and your wife had the opportunity, you and I sat down at the FLW Championship, and we kind of reminisced about last year. And,
right.
You know, you talked about, well, you know, you had a tough one. It was just really tough on you. And now all of a sudden the Southern Opens are coming along. You're leading everything.
Well, I mean, you know, you have those ups and downs, and you're right. Last year I placed 131st on the tour, which basically, you know, I dropped out of the tour. And, you know, the year before that I had such a good year that it was my first year to fish the tour, and I think I missed the Classic by like two people in that, you know, in the year that we went to California and all the way across the United States. But last year, I don't know what happened. It just, you know, you have those down times, and I was having one. I was roommates with Scott Suggs, and Scott was on fire, man, I'm telling you. We'd go back to the motel room, and he said, man, I don't know if I can even catch a fish tomorrow. And he'd come back with 18 to 20 pounds, and I'd come back with about 4 pounds, you know, so... But you just have those ups and downs, Terry, and I think that, you know, I was just on the downside, and hopefully I'm, you know, back on the upswing again.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to be a fly on the room, on the wall in that room. Talk about a couple of nuts. Holy cow, Scott Suggs and Pete Pons in the same room. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, well, Scott and I roomed together. We had a good time with it last year, and when I first talked to him about rooming, you know, he said, well, the main thing I want to do is enjoy myself and try to have a good time. And we did that all year long. I mean, Scott's a hoot just to be around.
Well, yeah, he and I had the opportunity to talk at the Classic, and, you know, we got along with, you know, the travels and the trials and tribulations, but you mentioned a lot of them right there with the fact that, you know, it's an up-and-down business. You know, they call it fishing, and it would call it catching if you caught them all the time, for
That's
sure.
That's right. And, you know, and everybody out there knows this. It's the highest high that you can possibly be on, and it's also the lowest low. When you come in and your buddy there is just, you know, he's leading the tournament or he's in the top two or three, and you're, you know, you're not even in sight. You can't even catch him if you wanted to. It's a very low, you know. And to stay pumped and stay motivated at that time is pretty difficult. But, I mean, you just have to realize that you're going to have your days, and then, you know, he's going to have his days, and that's just the way it is.
Well, it's nice to lead from start to finish, and that's what you did here recently. And, you know, when you go out there and you find a couple of spots that feel real good, and, boy, you think you're on them, and, man, when everything comes together, you have that big 19-pound sack the first day, you got to feel real good about leading from the start.
Well, I tell you what, it doesn't happen very often. I did that at Ross Barnett in 1996, and I was catching them on basically the same – I was catching them on a Bandit crankbait then. Back then, I'd actually caught the Lunker of the tournament on a Bandit crankbait. And the same deal this time. I caught it on a Bandit Flat Max, which is a new bait out by Bandit. It was a shallow run version of it. It's a speckled perch color. But I tell you what, you know, to be in that position to where you cast out there and you catch, you know, I think the first couple of casts I made on this spot, I caught two stripers. And then after that, I threw out there and I caught a 6-pounder. I'm telling you, I cranked that crankbait down there, and I could feel it, you know, as it came over the ledge, and it dropped over that ledge. I snatched it one time and stopped. A lot of times that'll make those fish react to it, you know, whenever they're just stationary. And I popped it one time, and he hit it, and I told my partner, I said, gift the net, because this is a good one. He said, it's not a striper. I said, no, this is a black. So anyway, he came up out there, and it was just an awesome feeling. And it wasn't another cast. I mean, I think I made one more cast after that, and I caught the next 6-pounder. So, you know, when you do that, you just know that the good Lord above is looking at you, and he knows, you know, it's your time. I mean, it just was a great feeling. I just can't explain it to you. And to be able to do that and stay there was just wonderful.
Well, you know, it's kind of a unique situation because I know your first primary spot, you ran to it, and there was a local there, so you decided to go to the secondary spot. You know, you might look back and say, hey, if I hadn't had that local there, you know, we always talk about local pressure, but maybe he saved your life.
Yeah, well, Terry, this guy was in the tournament. He was actually in the tournament with me. He had drawn out before I did, and you know, he's kind of a friend of mine. And I rode, you know, I came out there, and the spot was kind of around the corner, you know, and I looked and I said, oh my goodness, there's a boat on it, and I saw him and I stopped, you know, and it kind of blows your mind there for a second, and I stopped and I said, well, I'll just throw a buzzbait around here because there's a lot of grass and stuff around. I said, I'll just throw this buzzbait around here just to see, you know, if he knows about the spot, if he's just fishing down that bank or what's going on. And about that time I saw him hook up on one, and I knew then that he knew about the spot. So I kind of gathered my thoughts and pulled the trolling motor up and told my partner, I said, let's move on down here. I got another spot. So we went on down there, and that was the magic spot. I'm telling you, it was just, like I said, it was just meant to be.
Well, you know, you think about this thing and look back, you know, you guys, both you and your partner caught a lot of fish off this one spot. What goes through your mind when you're thinking about, hey, am I running out of fish? You know, are they going to replenish? What's going on there? Did that bother you at all?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I paired with a guy named Timmy Walker the first day. And I can't tell you how much that guy helped me because, you know, he's just a super no boater. I mean, he's a guy that's unselfish. He is, I just can't say enough good about this fellow. And I haven't even told anybody else this story. But, you know, we were there, and I caught those fish so fast, you know, they came real quick, probably within 30 minutes. And Timmy felt like all he did was just basically net fish, you know. So we're sitting there, and he says, Pete, I know you need to leave. And I said, well, Timmy, I said, you know, I know you need to get some fish too. I said, let's just hang around a little while longer, let you get a couple of these fish. And, you know, I positioned the boat around there, and Timmy just was having a hard time. He just didn't catch them. It wasn't his fault. He just, you know, you have those days like we were talking about earlier, that one guy, you know, catches them, next guy doesn't catch them. It's just one of those things. But anyway, I caught another fish off that same spot. And when I landed that fish, Timmy said, Pete, you need to go, because you're going to have these fish tomorrow. And when Timmy said that really meant a lot to me for the amateur side of this thing. I mean, I can't say enough good about him. I mean, he was so unselfish that he actually made the suggestion for us to leave. And when he said that, I said, yeah, we probably do need to leave. And we ended up leaving. But, you know, I can't thank him enough. And then, of course, the second day we got there, and my no-boater caught the fish. He caught fish before I did. And he caught one fish, and I think then I caught a fish, and he caught one. He said, it's your turn. So that's the way that second day worked out. And then, of course, the last day, I just managed to catch four more fish off that place, and that was it, you know. So it was really it's rare that you can find a spot that holds that many fish.
Well, in particular, now, you know, with everything being in the springtime with the tour, it's one of those deals where that fall fishing bite where these fish are coming up to feed, you know, you may miss them. But, boy, it had to be a great opportunity for you. You got to feel real great about the win.
Well, yeah, I do. And, you know, in the fall, those fish bunch up like that, and it seems to make those spots last a little bit longer. They rejuvenate themselves. And, you know, we moved from one area to another. I'm talking about, you know, it was on kind of a point-type situation. And we'd catch them on the side and then catch them on top of it and then move to the other side. And, you know, we approached it from every angle. And, you know, actually I caught some of the fish, you know, as they were moving up out of the river channel in on top of the point. So, I mean, it was pretty interesting, I mean, to try to figure it out. And, of course, by the end of those 3 days, I'd had figured out every pebble and rock and crevice on that little ledge there, you know. So it was pretty exciting.
Well, congratulations on a great win. You're leading the points right now and got to feel real good about that. And everything else is just, it's just falling together for you. And couldn't happen to a better guy. I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, thank you so much here. And I appreciate your support. And I want to thank everybody out there, too, for the support and the telephone calls that I've got. And it's been really a wonderful feeling.
Thanks a lot, Pete. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.